Activists in Washington, D.C. are urging President Barack Obama to stop Shell Oil from drilling exploratory wells in the Arctic Ocean this summer. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, they organized a small protest at the White House today.
For just a few hours, the clouds peeled back and the rain stopped, enough time for a few dozen environmental activists to gather outside the White House. The small event was sponsored by a group of familiar organizations, from the Sierra Club and Friends of the Earth to the Alaska Wilderness League. Each group has its own goals and missions. The message today is coordinated.
Now! No drilling!
Willard Notcook is in Washington, all the way from the North Slope village of Point Lay. He says the proposed sites for Shell's exploratory wells are just 60 to 70 miles off the coast from where he lives. He admits some in the community will welcome the boost to the economy from the offshore drilling. He does not. He thinks oil companies need to stick to drilling onshore.
I realize that we have, fuel shortage and everything like that, but look for it on land first.
As a member of the Eskimo Walrus Commission, Notcook says he's worried about the safety of the animal people in Point Lay rely on for food. George Edwardson worries about the jobs, or more specifically, what the president of the Inupiat community of the Arctic Slope sees as the false promise of work.
You'll be lucky if you can find 100 people in Prudhoe Bay from our region. The number's never gone over that. They've got their own people they bring up. And then they talk about unemployment and bringing employment to Alaska. It's a low over 48 that profits and gains from it.
Drilling in the Arctic could begin this summer. Many of the activists contend Shell Oil does not have an appropriate plan to clean up a potential spill. For its part, the company insists it adheres to high environmental standards. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.